The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I know the Republic hangs by a thread. We got to let Olivia in here. Rest in peace, Olivia.
Make it right.
That is the bass vocal of Mike Sams, who made some of those early records of hers so great. So, Mike, we welcome you. We say howdy. Rest in peace, Olivia.
Yeah, it's a sad. You know what's sad about Olivia Newton-John's passing is that she fought for so many years, you know, and still died too young. But every time somebody prominent passes away, tragically, I'll get a text from Tom Tradup, one of the Salem executives. Well, get ready. Let's see what song he's going to play for you.
You know what that was? That was her first hit that she made big in America. Right. Let Me Be There.
Anything going on? Anything happening?
I don't know. Yeah. I had all kinds of things I was going to talk about, and just
you know, that's like, the challenge of a talk show host when there's nothing to talk about.
Crickets and tumbleweeds, just nothing.
All right.
The slow doldrums of summer.
All right. Let's focus on knowing what we don't know.
Okay.
And this is real important. Real important. Because I am serious when I say that they better have something.
They better have the goods.
Better have the goods. Yep. If they did this over what one person from Washington last night called just this side of a technicality, if this is an actual fishing expedition over a beef with the National Archives, mm-hmm. over documents, mm-hmm. if that's what this is, oh, my word. I mean, now, but I want to be the cooler head, let cooler heads prevail guy. Kurt Schlichter had a great take on this last night, too. Don't get enraged and fly off the handle. We better be determined. I know we're all seething, and I am. I am so, pardon me, pissed about this. My language would be reflected in what Dan Bongino said. And I'll clean it up. This is some third world bullcrap. This is some third world crackpot dictator bullcrap. Like it or not, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are the likely presidential adversaries in 2024. So you've got a president's Justice Department raiding the home of his likely political opponent, or at least the party's political opponent, to be sure. We can sit around and say, well, we don't think Joe's going to run again.
Right.
He is the presumptive nominee for reelection. And when you consider the possibility that his Justice Department has been weaponized to such an extent, this is why people are really ticked off and enraged and have a right to be. People are mad as hell. Now, you got to be calm. You got to be cool-headed. And I'm going to go down a path that I probably shouldn't go on the radio. I may not have the guts to do it at 10:05.
Flesh it out with us. We'll test it for you.
There are people on the left saying, get ready for American right political violence.
Boo.
And that is, I don't know if they wish that.
Of course they do. Feel free to go there. Of course you can. Because the topic is that the left, which has been soaked in the blood of its own misdeeds, and has had to deal with explaining away their own violence and their own weaponizations, they now want to engage in both sidesism. They want to have a myth of equivalency that, the conservatives are really mad, which we are, the conservatives are furious, which we are, and that must mean that we, too, are going to take to the streets and break laws just like they do. You know what? We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
We better not. Better not be anybody who gets involved in any kind. Now, last night, a crowd gathered outside Mar-a-Lago. Of course, it was peaceful. I think that if January 6th and the reaction to it has done anything, it has probably scared the crap out of anybody who thinks that it's going to be smart to break things because you're mad.
Yep.
So guess what? We better not break anything. What we need to break is the stranglehold of power that the Democrats have. And you said it a few minutes ago. There is an answer to this. There is an outcome. There is a solution to this. And when you sit around and tell me that we're never going to win because they're always going to keep cheating, two words this time, Kerry Lake. Two words a few months ago, Glenn Youngkin. Stop it. Stop it. Kerry Lake won. Incidentally, speaking of Kerry Lake, did you see that she's against Governor Abbott sending illegals to blue cities?
60 seconds, because this has been big, obviously, for a good bit of time. Abbott is sending busloads of migrants to D.C. and New York. Liberals hate that because it draws attention to the porousness of the border. People to the right of Abbott don't like it either, because their argument is that it embeds illegal migrants deeper into America, which is kind of exactly what they want.
Well, they do that anyway.
Right. It's not a bad point. The percentage of migrants being sent to D.C. and New York is so small that I think it's pretty useful political theater, especially when Eric Adams and Muriel Bowser, the mayors of New York and D.C., are their hair is on fire. They go, oh, we need National Guard. This is terrible. What's happening with all these migrants? Oh, yeah. Welcome to the party. Lady and gentlemen, welcome to the party.
I'm not real sure that Kerry Lake is embarking on a smart strategy on that one. But let the voters of Arizona decide. But back to this. There's a tell. One of the tells came from NBC News late last night in the coverage. And, of course, I had the popcorn out, and I'm riveted by all of this. And I'm just thinking, wow. I took my rare foray into Twitter, and I simply tweeted, holy crap. I got tons of response.
Sometimes that's just, it says it all.
I can't. To quote the late, great Peter Boyle as Frank Barone in Everybody Loves Raymond. Holy crap. In fact, we should get that clip. I think I'm going to play that a lot. But here's a tell that NBC reported last night. Kelly O'Donnell, a senior Justice Department official, scoffed at anybody's characterization of this as a raid. It wasn't a raid. It was an orderly process executing a search warrant. Now, did you see the video of the guy with the machine gun outside the gates of Mar-a-Lago?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead and try to deny it was a raid. That, to me, makes me think of little Linda Blair as the possessed girl in The Exorcist.
Yes.
When The Exorcist did something really awful, and I think, as I remember, the little girl threw the priest out the window and killed him, and then sat there and, like, nervously snickered, like, uh-oh, I went too far this time. Even the devil knew he went too far. That smacks to me of them realizing we might have gone too far on this one. I hope that I'm reading it right.
I hope you are too. And I know you are, and you have exactly the right vibe on it. And Frank Barone agrees.
Holy crap.
Found a montage.
Holy crap. I love it.
The late, great Peter Boyle as Frank Barone. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's all you can say.
One of the best sitcoms in the history of mankind. I'm sorry. If you're ever feeling bad,
can we do something tomorrow? Pardon me. 7:35 is the land of the side trip. 30 seconds right now to herald something we may do tomorrow. And this is wild because I was going to do it today. Not anymore. Coming out of that world of Everybody Loves Raymond, which I think is extremely underrated sitcom, is a show that is currently huge that has everything to do with one of the great minds behind that show. Have you run across, let's stipulate, we love food and we love travel, right?
Yep.
And I love shows that are about that. The late, great Anthony Bourdain, et cetera, et cetera. We've never spoken these words to each other before. Are you aware of Somebody Feed Phil?
I sure am. In fact, the reason I'm aware of it is because Phil, who is Phil
Rosenthal,
mm-hmm. who is the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond,
yep,
dear friend of Ray Romano.
Mm-hmm.
Is a friend of my former agent when I was in New York. And so I know the guy. And I know second degree of, you know, 9 degrees of separation, but I know of him. And yes, I hear that show is spectacular.
It is one of the most enjoy. I'm not going to bog. We'll bog tomorrow or the next day. It is funny. If the shows that are about food and about travel need to be about food and about travel, he goes amazing places, meets amazing people. I held this at arm's length for years. Like, another food show, whatever. What do I need? And the guy who invented Everybody Loves Raymond, I don't know him, whatever. Phil is a force of nature. It is one of the most delightful, magnificent television experiences I've had in years. Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil, Thank Me Later.
Question for you, Mike Gallagher.
Go ahead.
Kevin McCarthy.
Well, you go first.
Okay,
I'll go first.
cars. I'll go.
Here's the Secret Service have done? I don't want the Secret Service to meet the FBI with guns drawn, but is it just me, or is there something oddly discomforting about the notion of here comes the Secret? Here comes the FBI. The Secret Service.
Don't forget, he wasn't in residence there. He was in New York at the time. He wasn't at Mar-a-Lago when the raid occurred.
Understand.
So that's part of it. I think, you know, I don't know what the Secret Service presence is at Mar-a-Lago when he's not there. I assume there is a presence. But nonetheless, he didn't have, it wasn't a matter of him in his home there at Mar-a-Lago, and they're banging down the doors. But that's a good point. It's a really good question. The secret, as the official account goes, the scant information we're getting, which is so wrong, they should have told us everything yesterday. And if people are worried about this thing going sideways quick, a big chunk of this is going to be the silence from the Justice Department.
Completely right.
Because the American people deserve an explanation.
Sure. So, which leads us right to Kevin McCarthy. Go where you're going to go, because here comes the next Speaker of the House, and I've got it right in front of me. Do you?
Yeah, I do. And the latest catchphrase is, I've seen enough. And normally, I guess it's over, it was originally a sports phrase, right? It's like, I've seen enough, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are going to win. Then it became watching election results. I've seen enough. You know, I now know that Mark Davis is going to win county commissioner for Tarrant County. Mm-hmm. I've seen enough. So Kevin McCarthy used that very popular expression, I've seen enough. And he went on to say the Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar.
Yes.
Now, that's what we need
what
now.
Fighting back now, looks like. Exactly.
That's what it looks like. But is it all talk and no action? Here's what I'm getting from emails, and I've gotten 2,000 since this happened yesterday. I've been scrolling through the email. I'm watching my text messages at 800-655-MIKE for all this feedback. It's going to be, you know, this is an easy day to put your feet up and let people vent. But a lot of people are saying, will this finally motivate establishment Republicans to get off their butts and fight? Now, let me give you some bad news on that answer, on mm-hmm. that question. I don't think Mitch McConnell has still issued a statement. I don't think he has said a doggone thing about this what appears to be outrageous abuse of power and weaponization of the Department of Justice against Trump and millions of people. I don't think McConnell has still.
And you know what? To embody the tone that you've taken from the beginning of this segment, and that I know you'll take all day and moving forward, we're not calling for McConnell to suggest, you know, flaming pitchforks at Mar-a-Lago or at the FBI headquarters or at the Department of Justice to proclaim right. as if we know it that it absolutely is a lawless raid. But at the very least, we would like for Mitch McConnell to say the kind of things that you and I are saying, that this looks really weird. There's a lot of deserved suspicion about the FBI and the DOJ, and we will eagerly await transparency and accountability. And if that ain't coming, then we're coming for you.
Well, and we're going to come for you at the ballot box, because here's the bottom line. I really do believe this is our October surprise. Politically, this only benefits our side.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, because let me tell you something, Mark. If they fell short, if this is just over something that's this side of a technicality, mm-hmm. and they did this, they just got him reelected. I'm telling you, he already created a 3.5. Stephen Jones, my pal in Dallas, Fort Worth, who, one of my dear friends, just sent me a video from Truth Social. Trump already put together a 3.5-minute montage, replete with the storm, the thunderstorm in the way America is ailing, and video of the guy with the machine gun outside the gate of Mar-a-Lago. They're already capitalizing on this, yep. as they should.
Absolutely.
In many ways, yep. this will help reelect Donald Trump, and it better wake up the Mitch McConnells. This better wake up conservatives. And as a friend of mine pointed out, someone on Twitter this morning said, they're coming after you. Donald Trump is just in the way.
Just the beginning. Coming after all of us. The IRS persecution,
just in the way.
Coming after all of us.
If they can do this to him, they yep. can do this to anybody. And think about Roger Stone in his underwear in the middle of the night.
Correct.
Think about what they've already done Oh, well, it's Roger Stone. Oh, well, it's a Manafort. Oh, well, it's
They're testing the water. They're testing
the
water.
They went as far. They're Linda Blair in That's the bed it. Giggling, you know. Hey, I've got a clip that you're going to want to check out.
Yes.
If anybody, speaking of the Pure Talk text line, did you see Biden trying to put his sport coat
Listen,
on?
Listen, life is so unfair. I've struggled with jackets my whole life. I've had sunglasses fall off my face.
Uh-huh. Oh, at the same time?
Well, probably, but it's but I'm not.
Are you the commander in chief and the leader of the free world?
No, I'm not. It is. Uh-huh. He's coming off the helicopter. There's probably a stiff breeze. He's having a tough time struggling with the jacket. Then his aviators fall onto the ground, and the two ramrod stiff military guys standing there. It's not like they can help him. They can't, because that would look even worse.
Well, Dr. Jill can, and she's standing there looking at him. For a minute,
she took her time. I know.
What we've done is the Daily Wire sped it up, and when it goes faster, and then they added the immortal yakety yak. It's like a Benny Hill skit. That's... Well, if you want to see it, you want a smile on your face, and you're angry today because I want you to smile and I want you to pray.
Please,
seriously, prayer is a big part of this. If you text the keyword circus right now to 800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back the clip, and you'll have a smile on your face, so you can have it on your phone. It'll be that joyful yakety yak, and you'll see Biden not only can't get his coat on, then his glasses pop off in the middle of it. I mean, it is a three-ring circus. Poor guy. So again, just text the keyword
circus to
800-655-6453.
But things, you know, things are turning around though, Mike, because Dark Brandon is on the rise.
Yeah, what is that? I haven't been able to follow that yet.
Dark Brandon, it's first of all, it's like the Dark Knight Rises, or Biden's fates are about to rise. But the weirdness is using imagery that seems to have been from like a Chinese communist meme about Biden. They then have him with an eye patch and a Nazi eagle behind his head. The Dark Brandon Rises, November 8th. And this is the White House press office. They thought it was clever. It's a disaster. Dark Brandon. And first of all, co-opting Brandon, the FJB premise that we've had going for nearly a year. It's crazy. And you know what? Karine Jean-Pierre is in the corner saying, I didn't do that. That I did not do. So the White
all
House
I'm
press.
Hearing is yakety yak. That's what I hear. Dark Brandon.
There you go.
I see Benny Hill on a tricycle. Happy Tuesday. We got a big day. 10:05. Get ready. 800-655. My keyword circus. You should see my text line. It is spinning like a little pinball machine.
That's well, it should. Spinning like a top, and he's ready for you. Mike Gallagher, today at 10, soon as we're done, on 660 AM ENT.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.